Making moves to address climate change. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden is in Massachusetts, where he's about to announce new climate measures.
To outline how through executive action he believes he can address climate change, but the president's orders are likely to be falling short of his original goal, which was to get Congress to pass a sweeping tax and climate bill. Right now, it's West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin who says he simply cannot support the proposal, and especially with inflation breaking records on a near monthly basis. Some Democrats now even accusing Manchin of sabotaging the president, but the senator says he's not going to be so easily swayed.
Fox's Mark Meredith. 100 million Americans are under some sort of heat advisory today from Tennessee to Texas. Britain's record-breaking heat wave has spurred calls for the government to speed up efforts to adapt to a changing climate, especially after wildfires created the busiest day for London firefighters since the city was bombed in World War II. A bill protecting same-sex marriage nationwide is heading to the Senate.
A day after 47 Republicans in the House joined all Democrats on the Respect for Marriage Act, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is signaling a quick vote in that chamber.
This legislation is so important. I was really impressed by how much bipartisan support it got in the House.
Passage in the 50-50 divided Senate would require at least 10 Republican votes. The bill would repeal the Defense of Marriage Act and codify Supreme Court opinions ensuring same-sex and interracial marriage protections. Democrats pushed for the federal law in the aftermath of last month's Supreme Court abortion opinion overturning Roe v. Wade.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Disbarred South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh has pleaded not guilty to murdering his wife and son. His defense today agreeing to ask the judge to deny him bond, saying he can't afford to post it anyway. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Uvalde, Texas school district will discuss whether to fire school police chief Pete Arredondo during a meeting on Saturday. He was in charge of the police response to the school shooting where 19 students and two teachers died. In the wake of recent mass shootings, a House committee today considers a bill to ban assault weapons.
The House Judiciary Committee today considers amendments to the bill that would ban the sale, manufacture, or transfer of semi-automatic weapons that have a capacity to accept more than 10 rounds of ammunition and have certain so-called military features. Committee Chair, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler, says the weapon of choice for mass slaughter is the high-powered assault weapon. But Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says the assault is by Democrats on the Second Amendment.
It's about the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. That's their problem. Their attack on liberty never ends.
The bill would exempt weapons already legally owned. In Washington, Jack Callahan, Fox News.
NASA has awarded SpaceX the contract to launch its next-gen telescope into space in the fall of 2026.
No doubt you know about NASA's James Webb Space Telescope that's beaming unbelievable cosmic images back to Earth. Now NASA's getting ready to launch another major eyepiece into space and has selected SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket to get it there. In about 4 years, the Nancy Grace Roman Telescope will embark on a mission to look for dark energy and dark matter and photograph exoplanets in deep space. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Britain's Conservative Party has chosen Rishi Sunak and Liz Truss as the two finalists in an election to replace Prime Minister Boris Johnson. They'll be spending the next few weeks campaigning for the votes of Conservative Party members. The winner of the party leadership vote will be announced on September 5th and be automatically becoming the Britain's next Prime Minister. I'm Rich Denison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.